And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. Connie Sipe, the director of the Center for Community, is here. Connie, how are you doing this morning?
Well, pretty good.
Good. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You are here to talk about public transit and paratransit in Sitka. So shorthand for that, I think for a lot of people who live in Sitka, is the ride. They think the ride is it. But what are actually the programs that you oversee, the Center for Community oversees for public transit purposes here?
Well, for public transit in Sitka, we have what's called a fixed route, meaning that the blue buses, people call the ride, run on certain fixed times on certain fixed routes on the map. It's called fixed route in the public transit world. And then we have paratransit. And one of the ways we coordinated, we didn't set up a separate paratransit for people who cannot walk or take their wheelchair far enough to get on a bus. We instead contracted with the senior center vans that everybody knows as Caravan, which used to just serve
white
the elderly.
Vans.
The white vans,
right.
Yes.
Swan Only Lake the vans, vans labeled are part of the actual.
Yeah. Right, that is labeled Caravan. And so they now, since we started giving them part a small contract out of transit money in 2002, which is when all of public transit really started in Sitka, the Caravan also serves people under age 60 who are not seniors, who have a disability, whether short term, somebody could just use it for a couple weeks after knee surgery to get to physical therapy when they can't drive, or long term, that they can't get to the blue bus or they need assistance. They need assistance to the door of the house or they need assistance to the door of the doctor's office so they go to the right place. Maybe they have a cognitive problem. So the whole system includes fixed route and paratransit, meaning an assisted ride for people.
And how many people use the ride, or do you have a number to kind of...
Last year, the blue buses, the fixed route, gave 64,000 one-way rides. And the Caravan gave almost 16,000 assisted rides, one-way rides. So it's a significant number, and it's considered for a small community that we do a good number of rides per hour of operations.
And what's kind of a mixture of the population who's using these services? I mean, if you could just describe it in...
Well, you got people who use it seasonally, like we have people who have macular degeneration in their early 50s and they can't drive at night anymore. So they use the ride home after work in the winter. We have people who are environmentally interested. We have people who have realized that it helps make living in Sitka affordable because it's a lot less expensive to buy bus pass, $50 a month, and use that to get to and from work and to and from the grocery store than to own a car and pay the car insurance and buy new tires and get the car repaired and fill it up with gas. It's a big factor in affordability. Most people don't realize the second highest expense in most people's lives after housing is transportation. Mm-hmm. And if a young folk can do without, they can use the bus and they can use bike or walk. If a family can get by with one car instead of two cars, it liberates quite a bit of income in that household.
And the ride and Caravan, all these different services are now being reevaluated. You're seeking public comment for the draft of the Sitka Public Transit Human Services Transportation Coordinated Plan. And that's why you're really here this morning,
yes,
is to talk a little bit about what that plan is. It's a long title.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it involve, that plan?
Well, we get different sources of federal money, and one of them is for purchasing services for the elderly and for persons with disabilities. And we also sometimes can get grants from the Alaska Mental Health Trust for human service client needs. So that's clients of Sitka Counseling and Prevention. It's some of the clients of Center for Community. It's clients of youth advocates. Their kids in extended foster care or at Hanson House or living in the community and getting counseling. So it's all sorts of clients.
And do they ride on,
yes,
how do they use the service?
Well, we are lucky enough to get a grant. We can give vouchers so that the youth advocates kids, once they're safe for themselves, if they're not under a court order and if they're not under a residential agreement, they learn to ride public transit. So if they go to Anchorage, they can ride public transit. So we give them vouchers, which we can get state money to help fund so that they can ride.
Mm-hmm.
They can use paratransit if they are so cognitively upset that they can't really direct themselves on the blue buses, then they can be picked up by paratransit.
Mm-hmm.
Human services agencies in our town also, because we have this coordinated plan that we're seeking comment on, this renewal, this plan, there are grants available every year for the purchase of vehicles that serve human service agencies.
So separate vehicles.
Separate vehicles. So last year, Swan Lake Senior Center, Southeast Senior Services, got a grant for a new white caravan. They haven't been able to purchase it yet. There's some delay. And last year, Center for Community was able to get two new cars to serve with some of our clients and to get an 8-passenger car, an SUV crossover for youth advocates. So over time, when there are funding opportunities, by having this coordinated plan, it makes agencies in Sitka eligible for some grants and things that they couldn't otherwise get. The plan is the third plan. The first one was only a couple of years and was, you know, sort of a more amateur effort, our first shot at it. Then 5 years ago, we actually had an extra planning grant, and we had a big professional corporation who does this, a consulting company. And it includes all sorts of things, like an inventory of all the other kind of quasi-public transportation things in town, like the van that the Pioneers Homes and the one the community hospital owns. What else is running around out there doing things, and how could we coordinate? It talks about the needs of youth advocates and Sitka Counseling and the clients at Center for Community. So we have this plan. One of the things that's important, and we'd like people, if they want to see it, you can go to the Center for Community website, which is easy. It's CFC, CharlieFrankCharlie.org.
Yes, there is a draft. It's a really interesting reading, actually, to see how, as far as I can tell, these services, they kind of connect the public, they connect the transportation dots. So right. All those people who are, oh, how do I get a ride here or here, mm-hmm. because I don't have a car, I don't have a bike, I don't have means. It's trying to fill in those gaps.
Right. It's talking about ways we could fill in the gaps.
Okay.
And so you can go to www.cfc.org, mm-hmm. and you'll see a tab among all our kinds of services is of public transit, and you go there in this plan. You can drop by the Center for Community Office, the front desk at 700 Catlian Street, Suite B-Boy, or the Sitka Tribal Office at 456 Catlian, the front desk, and there are paper copies. Now, the public comment needs to close by about the 15th, so we're running up on that. People can email to C. Bingham. This is Charles Bingham's working on for Center Community on this project. So CBINGHAM at CFC.org. If you could get those comments in by June 15th. The plan also needs to be adopted by a local government with elected representative-type council. And because of Sitka Tribe's involvement for the last 13, 14 years in public transit, we have chosen our group, our three-way partnership between Southeast Senior Services, which is the Senior Center, and Center for Community, and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. We use the Sitka Tribal Council. So they, on their meeting on the 17th, which is advertised in the paper, they will be considering adoption of this plan for the next 5 years.
Okay.
And people can also, there'll be time for public testimony there if people want.
This is the meeting on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And by comment, can it be free form? I mean, can you really just write anything down that you...
Oh, sure. It can just be things people want. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what comments have come in so far?
Well, we did a survey. We had an online survey, got about 120 comments. We asked riders on the two systems, the ride and the caravan. We had it in the paper. We had it online. And the kind of comments that come in are actually similar to 5 years ago. And this is one of those things. The hidden secret about this plan is we don't have money to make all these connected dots happen. You know, this would be above and beyond what we currently have, but it makes us eligible to apply for monies. But I think the first thing people want is they want more public transit. People would like the ride to run later hours Monday to Friday. They'd like to be able to get home from a job that stops at 11 p.m. at the movie theater or the second shift at Search Hospital. People would like it to run at least one day on the weekends. And, of course, that serves everybody who wants to use public transit, not just human service clients. But they're all in there, whether it's somebody taking their kids to daycare before they go to their job. They're all in that group. So people would like more public transit is what we get over and over. They'd like there to be more frequent stops. So we've talked about getting permission from the state because Sawmill Creek and HPR are state highways to do whistle stops outside the town core, you know, flag stops where people could kind of just let me off over there. If we can safely pull off enough to let them off or to pick someone up. People would like us to build more bus shelters. We had a grant to do that in 2003, and we haven't had money since. So what people want is more services, more hours, more days of the week.
Okay.
Those are the primary things we hear.
And what listeners have heard a lot of when it comes to the ride is this question of funding. Mm-hmm. And there was a shortfall reported in May, and it looks like last night's assembly meeting has preserved or earmarked $25,000 potentially for the ride in the next fiscal year. So there's a lot of discussion and uncertainty about the funding for the ride locally. And you mentioned that the big secret of this plan is there's no way to fund all the dreams and the actual real practical demands of people who could really benefit from this. So how do you plan to work around that?
Well, we got to keep the wheels rolling on the buses first. And so that's our primary focus. And we use what limited monies that we get to do that. So our biggest issue is that, we've maxed out on what state money we can get. And then at the federal level, the money for tribal transit that goes direct to tribes like Sitka Tribe, a formula got changed and it really shorted the small tribes like Alaskan tribes. And so their funding dropped 2/3. And they're gradually coming down to that. So Center for Community has been working with the state and trying to fill in the gap. And we think we can just about fill it in this one more year from July of this year, 2015, to June 30th.
Okay.
After that, unless there's a federal change or significant new funding, we anticipate there will be actually cutbacks in the services of the paratransit and of the ride. So the city's help is very much valued because the hardest part is coming up with the match. You know, a lot of people hear about grants. You got to come up with 10% or 20% quote local money. We got to come up with 43, almost 44% local money.
Can you just explain what you said about how we don't have the money to fund everything, but it makes us eligible for grants? What does that mean?
Well, for instance, the Alaska Mental Health Trust and the feds, if they give money for human services, vehicles, or money, say you can't, they've passed a thing so that they're just not giving out money willy-nilly. And the legislature's not giving out vans to this senior center and this and that. They all have gone, look, we want to see that each town or community or village has thought about this and talked together, made sure you have a coordinated plan and that you're talking with each other so that you're not wasting resources. So, for instance, we're considered a good model because in 2002, we didn't start a new separate paratransit system. We instead hired on contract the Swan Lake Senior Center van. So things like that. Or, like learning as we all get together and you get a human service agency saying, I'm going to apply for a state grant to get a van. And we say to them, are you kidding? You don't want a van. You can't repair those sliding doors. You want an 8-passenger SUV with regular doors. And so we learn from each other. We share information about vehicles and about grant opportunities. So that's what this plan makes us eligible for. And it gives the basis to say, yes, the public really still is invested and wants public transit services.
You're literally holding the plan in your hands as you're talking this giant packet of paper.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming in
to
talk about kind of the details of this plan and the public comment period that is very much open from now until the 15th. You can again send those comments in to Charles Bingham, C. Bingham, B-I-N-G-H-A-M at cfc.org. And if you go to cfc.org's Center for Community's website, you can look at the actual plan that Connie Sipe, director of the Center for Community, has brought into the studio for us. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Well, thank you for having us this morning. Thanks.
All right. Bye.